Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hard ass photo here,
and like one really, of the, yeah, especially if the fucking LA, which is like one of the biggest foodie states, or sorry, foodie cities. Californians would have
some California in general too. Yeah. California in general too, especially because we're like one of those big economy markets as well too, and stuff.
Yeah,
and you know that's the thing about California too, people, is you can go to LA County, San Bernardino, San Diego, Orange County. You're gonna find somewhere to eat really, just really fucking blow your mind and stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you go to one of our stadiums, you're going to be eating some shitty-ass Frank hot dogs. Or not, actually, they're not even Franks. They're Farmer John's or whatever. And or you're going to be eating some like shitty non-McDonald's-type burger, or like you're going to be eating some chicken tenders. And look, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I love me some chicken tenders. I love chicken in general. But like when I see all the money that went into these goddamn stadiums and I'm eating some cold-ass chicken tenders and tater tots, Cody, I'm just like, damn, dude, you can't give me like a barcode burger.
You get fed up, especially when we have all these great food options like just outside the fucking stadium, right across the street.
You can't even get like the taco trucks to pull up into the stadium. And
I was going to say, you know the carts where they cook the bacon hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Line the motherfuckers up.
Why do they taste better than the Dodger dog?
Yeah, those things are fucking delicious.
Put crack in that, Cody. Okay,
yeah. I want one right now. Goddamn
it! Remember when me, you, and Jermell hung out? That was the first time we saw that bacon cart dog. We was just like, oh shit! That goddamn hot dog was the play of the night right there. Or whatever, like it was,
really was.
And I can't believe people talking about this goddamn Dodger dog. Like, oh my god, it's so amazing. People, let me tell you what this Dodger dog is. It's a fucking Farmer John hot dog with some onions and relish on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's about it.
I love how we try to coin that shit like it's something LA special though. Like it's just like oh my god.
Oh, the Dodger dog.
You gotta get the Dodger dog.
Yeah, try the Dodger dog.
Cause you know when you go to like Chicago and New York are two, I guess, other big rival markets, if you will, and shit. Mm-hmm. Like when they talk about their hot dogs, man, that shit's just like sauerkraut. Let me get the bacon. they throw everything but the kitchen sink at that motherfucker, Cody. And you pick this heavy bitch up and you just like, oh, you're like, how do I eat this, Cody?
So apparently, I did a little research here. So they're not Farmer John dogs anymore.
Oh, they got special.
Yes. So according to this article, so this is back in April when I guess they severed ties.
Yeah, this year or last year, right?
Yeah. This year, yep.
Oh, okay.
This year. So these new Dodger dogs with the...
What are they using?
Hold on, let me look.
I bet they're not using Nathan's or, you know, any high quality premium beef.
Let's see.
That might, Cody, by the way,
called
First Street.
Papa Cantella's?
Say what now?
that's what they use the Dodger dog tell. You can buy them anywhere. Vons, Albertsons, Ralph's, just like Farmer John's. Yeah, Papa Cantella's. That's the new Dodger dog.
I go to the grocery store, people, every week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make like big purchases every new. I probably make one big purchase once a month, but I go every week to get juices and shit like that. You know, the little snack essentials. I ain't never seen this fucking dog in no goddamn Rouse.
That's what it says.
I got to look.
It says it started June 23rd. It was available at stores.
Wow.
Pork hot dogs.
I will be looking for this fucking hot dog now. Because Dodger dogs taste like shit. So. Man, speaking of the Dodgers, they fucking lost and they out of the series now. So there goes.
Yeah. Well, so much for that. Repeat of 2020.
Yeah. That's and the fucking the Braves win of all team too. And I was just like,
oh,
that's.
Oh yeah, look who they're playing. Yeah.
Don't worry, our Lakers will make up for this, and
yeah, we're gonna be all right.
You know, I was asking Yoon yesterday about an early Super Bowl prediction. I know it's like really fucking early and shit, but I think we both kind of agreed that it looked like the Ravens might be going versus it's either like the Cardinals or the Rams that were taken on the NFC. But
Cardinals are balling.
It's a little early still, but you know, I just
it's still very early.
I just wanted to get some early predictions, but
and NFL more than any other league present on this planet Earth, it is the most unpredictable when it comes to playoffs.
Yes, it is. But
it's just one game. That's all you got to win. One game to advance. That's it.
I mean, you're looking at
the series. It's one game, winner takes all. That's it.
Looking at the NFC right now, you got the Cardinals, you got Rams, you got Buccaneers, and you got help me out, Cody. Who am I missing in that top four right there, at least? Mm. I said Rams, Cardinals.
I like to say Cowboys are up there too. They ain't gonna make sure.
Cowboys is number five, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. There's another fucking team, and I'm blanking on it right now.
Yeah, homie, look at the standings right now.
I got Rams, Buccaneers, so, Cardinals.
The NFC, Cowboys, Packers, Buccaneers.
Packers, that's what
Cardinals.
It was. Yeah. Okay.
And AFC, you got Chargers, Titans, Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills.
I think it's going to be a toss-up. I actually think it's going to be Ravens and Chargers, but I think the Ravens probably got them beat. Chargers are kind of slipping a little bit. They're playing well still, but, you know, Ravens are looking better the more games they play.
You know, I don't know, man. My dark horse choice.
What do you got, dark horse?
I think, well, obviously the Ravens are going to take it, obviously. But I say, who will face up against the Ravens? I think the Raiders might have something to say this season.
I think they may have
something to say this season.
I don't have I have a dark horse this early, but I don't have a dark horse this early yet.
I think, and you know me, I fucking hate the Raiders. I hate their fucking fans. Not a bunch of Cowboys fans, obviously, but I fucking hate them.
I actually don't hate the Raiders fan base.
Oh, I hate that. They're fucking terrible.
They're awful.
They're awful. They're the Cowboys of the West Coast. Well, that's California, I guess.
I'm about to say, because West Coast Cowboys, they like delusional as fuck. You know?
Raiders are too, not as much as Cowboys fans, but they have their fair share of delusion.
Their delusion is high on that Cowboy.
Yeah. I can't stand both them motherfuckers. But yes, that's my little AFC championship game there. Raiders, Ravens, and then NFC. Ooh, I would love to see the Cowboys make it. Just to see them just fall apart in the NFC championship. I would love that. I'd love to get the ass whooped by Tom Brady, too. That'd be great. That'd be fucking great.
I think it's going to go back to I got Rams and Buccaneers.
Right now, I'm going to say Ravens, Raiders, AFC championship, and Bucks Cowboys NFC championship.
Bucks and Cowboys. I got
that's
Bucks
what I'm rolling with.
I got
and
Bucks.
And my early Super Bowl choice right now is Ravens Buccaneers.
I got Buccaneers and Rams, and then I got Ravens and Ravens and Chargers. Maybe I'm not counting out the Raiders. Raiders are doing really well, and then obviously, like you said, Cowboys are playing well. Cardinals. I still want to see what they can do. Yeah. I'm not totally
sold. It's still very early. That's just my early prediction as it stands through a week, is it?
You remember last year when we made these predictions, right? We just like, that shit was like nowhere near even close.
Nope. I remember what I said, but other than that shit was fucking way off base.
I think my dark horse was Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. And then I was like, oh, that ain't going well. I think I had another dark horse with the Buffalo Bills. We're still. They're playing really well this year too.
Yeah,
going up there pretty well. But I remember last year, every week we had a different fucking name.
Bills better play well. They got their division trash as fuck.
Yeah,
England ain't the same. Jets are fucking trash, and Dolphins are mega trash.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Yeah, they got no excuse.
Dolphins are super trash. New England just you might as well just go ahead and call them trash right now. They're pretty.
Yeah, they're
pretty
not
horrible.
Not horrible. Yeah, they don't have Tom Brady anymore. So that's
He
was a bloodline. That was the dude, you know.
Well, I know last year we never even mentioned the Buccaneers, and sure enough, they went all the way to the finals, and we was just like, yeah, they still. I was like, hey, I'm just gonna go ahead and go with the Buccaneers. I'm not gonna fucking count. I can't believe we just like completely just ripped them off the way they just came back and shit like that. It was pretty incredible. Basketball's back on, Cody. NBA is back.
And I love it, man. These recent years, I discovered how much of a basketball fan I was, because even not watching Lakers games, I just enjoy the game of basketball. I just love watching basketball. I love it.
I watch almost every game of it now. I mean, because now with other sports, even football, I don't even watch every football game. I kind of just like watch the highlights and shit.
Yeah, football. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I used to be way into fucking football. Like when I was like middle school, high school, I used to be way into fucking football. But
I never was.
Love for NBA came back.
I never was. I would watch the important games or like the games when my team played or whatever stuff. But basketball, I kind of watch, pick and choose my games. But now I'm kind of watching every game and shit. Mm-hmm. At least, especially right now, because it's a little bit easier. I know, right, when we get like deep into the season, it's gonna be like a little bit harder to watch every game and shit. But yeah, man. Hey, the Bucks, man, they smashed the fucking Nets. They fucking smashed. I mean, remember, who is the favorite to win the NBA championship this year? They had the Bucks high in that fucking pecking order. I mean, not the Bucks, the Nets high in that pecking order. And the Bucks was just they took that as offense, Cody. They said,
"Yeah,
wait, who didn't we beat them last?"
I don't know why people are counting the Bucks out, even after what they did last season. That never made any sense to me.
And you know, Giannis is just fucking comfortable as shit now, Cody. Mm-hmm. Like there's something about that ring, people. When you win that ring, you just get
it solidifies. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I am that dude. That's what Giannis says. He is that dude.
I don't know. Did you watch that game, Cody? The Nets versus Bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man. I saw a completely different team on the Bucks. I mean, they were full cylinder.
But to be fair, the Bucks did get the ass with it like the next night by Miami. So
that's true. That's very true. That's hey, not. Cody, let's not bring that up. That's old shit. I'm only bringing this one up is because all fucking preseason, all I heard was, man, the Nets are favored to win the whole thing. I mean, granted, it's still early. I'm not taking this one game and just saying, like, oh, the Nets are done or anything like that, whatever and shit. But I just saw a completely different team in the Bucks there, and the Bucks just smashed right through them, whatever. And they just, you know, the Nets finally got their one win, though. They won against a disoriented Philadelphia. So, I mean.
Okay. Well, that's Philly. Philly gonna be Philly.
Yeah.
They're disappointing. They got all that damn talent. They know what the fuck to do with it.
I don't know if you've heard, Cody, but Philly's having some troubles. So I don't.
Oh, are they? Oh, huh. What could that be?
Yeah.
Man, you know what's funny? It was like the day after we were talking about Ben Simmons. We were kind of like giving him a bit of doubt compared to Kyrie Irving. Then he pulled that bullshit.
Yeah.
It was the very next day. And he pulled that bullshit. I was like, God damn it.
We were literally praising him and giving him the benefit of the doubt, like, oh, he ain't stupid. And then literally the next fucking day, it was just like, oh, this brother. I mean, did you see that walk they did? He was, like, walking in his sweatpants, and he just had his, like, jersey in his pocket, and he just
I heard the story. Motherfucker couldn't even do drills. He couldn't do drills.
Saying he didn't want to and shit. And I'm just like, dude, you're making this really difficult for yourself.
I'm like, dude, you are killing your fucking trade value. You're just murdering that shit.
He's killing it so bad, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I could give a fuck less if he play or not now at this point. It's like really,
man, it's crazy. I'm like flip flopping. Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons. Which one would I rather have? I don't know.
It really is Harvey Two-Face, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just flip that coin, Cody.
Dude, he's
just,
man, like every fucking week, man. I tell you.
It felt like it was every day this week with Ben Simmons. I think, man, it was
every,
like, at least
story.
It was like at least four reports that came out on Ben Simmons this week, and I was just like, it ain't gonna stop, is it? Like he just, this is one of those things where
you just got Kyrie Irving sitting in the background, like,
yes,
yes, Ben, yes,
fulfill your prophecy. Attention. Yeah,
yes.
He's like, take the heat off me. Yes, yes, yes. You're doing good, Ben. He's sitting there like Palpatine saying, have you ever heard the story of Dark Plagueis?
Well, it'd be some shit. We find out later Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving cahoots with each other.
Oh, Kyrie Irving got to him about that flat earth shit, and then he was like,
yeah,
man, Kyrie Irving's like my teacher now. You know, he's so well developed. He's smart.
Yeah.
My brother.
You find out Ben Simmons has a fake vaccination record. Shit.
And then he does that. Dun, dun, dun. Joke's on you. I never got vaccinated either.
They're straight divas, man. It is fucking divas.
I don't get it neither, because I can tell you this right now. Now, granted, look, I grew up in Compton. Cody grew up in L.A. We didn't grow up with no silver spoon in our face. I mean, we wasn't like jack broke, but we was broke enough to realize that, like, you paid me $30 million, brother. I'm going to bounce that fucking ball and run at whatever drill you want me to. Cody, I can be honest with you right now. I know, look, I don't like people talking shit about me neither. I want to get off the team as well. But God damn it, you pay me $30 million. I'd be like, I don't give a fuck what you say.
You want me to show up? Play? Oh, shit, all right. Cool. You want me to do that drill? All right, cool.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll shut the fuck up. Shit. Yeah.
And so you want me to shoot right? All right, okay, cool. Guard that. All right, cool.
And I would
$30 million?
It's a no-brainer, Cody. I'll run this drill. I'll run up this lap. Because if anything, too, mm-hmm. Ben Simmons should be trying to prove to himself, I'm going to show y'all that I'm better and that you can win a championship.
Dude, you are playing in a great basketball city. You're getting paid millions. Philadelphia is one of the best basketball cities.
It's got history.
Yes.
It's got history. That whole town, too. And then, you know, that fan base.
Even if you fuck up, if you show some persistence, you show some heart, you get your ass out there, and you don't leave shit on the fucking table. Mm-hmm. They're going to love you.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking love you.
That fan base is hard, too.
Yeah.
That's like huge. Are. You got to remember that East Coast fan base for, like, when you get to, like, New York and Philly.
Oh,
and
man, Boston, motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers.
Man, since, have you seen New York since, like, the Knicks are actually, like, relevant again?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers going crazy.
They going crazy.
They are fucking insane. I love seeing that, too.
I do love seeing it, too, because
it's great, one of those. Yeah, it's great seeing New York, being, it's great for the sport.
It's great for the league.
City.
You know?
Yeah,
it's great for the league. It's great for the fan base because, look, hey, us Lakers, I mean, we always love our Lakers, but, like, you remember there was a time, Cody, we was just like, yeah, I'm a little drained out by them. But then LeBron came over and he was like, oh, you started doing that Shaq shit.
Yeah.
And then we won that championship, Cody, because that was like, you just felt it in your blood, Cody.
Yeah.
So I know completely how New York feels or whatever. And shit. I know completely. And I love it, though. I love the fan bases when they get involved with their teams and they hardcore for it. And Philly, don't be disarrayed by them people. That fan base is hardcore for their 76ers. Mm-hmm. They love them and shit. And
that's they love all their teams, man.
And that's a good little squad they got there, too. That's like a squad you could build on right there, Cody. That's a future right there. You could be like, man, if we just get like one more player over here, we could probably dominate. And look, they were the best seed in the fucking East, Cody, last year. I mean, that's got to amount to something, right, Cody? I mean, it ain't the championship number, but it's like, look here. If you the coach, you got to be sitting here like, look at this right here. We are the best fucking team in this fucking league right now on the East Coast. We can fucking do this, whatever. And Ben Simmons is sitting there mad because motherfuckers said that we can't win a championship with him. I mean, they really didn't even – they initiated it or whatever, but it's just like – and it's like –
I would kind of get where he's coming from if it wasn't self-induced.
Too.
If it wasn't self-induced.
Thank you.
Because I if I recall last year, the world saw this too. You had what a layup, a wide open fucking layup with a tire in the game. I forgot what the situation was exactly.
Yeah.
Wide open layup. Because I saw the clip a couple days ago. I rewatched the clip. Mm-hmm. They were showing it on something, one of these shows.
They were showing it on ESPN.
Yeah, maybe one of them. I was looking at that shit. I literally saw the motherfucker look up. The defender jumped past him. The motherfucker fucking the rib was right there. Motherfucker looked up. Like, nope. Pass the ball.
Let me ask you right now, stop you right there. If you were a coach, Cody, and you saw that, do you think Doc Rivers was in the wrong for what he said in that moment?
No.
Right there? Okay, thank you. Because I was just like.
And I'm wondering, Ben, watch the fucking tape. Why are you bitching?
You know, the thing is, too, look, I'm not a professional athlete ever, but, you know, I competed, and I'm very competitive as fuck. I like to win. Mm-hmm. You would think in Ben Simmons' head, especially getting paid that kind of money, he'd be like, I want to show y'all. I'm not gonna do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show y'all. I can win a championship. Like, that should be, like, in his brain. Like,
yeah. And
that's,
I'm not
that's
getting
like an athlete's brain, though. That's like athlete's goal. It's like, if you're a UFC fighter and someone say you'll never win a championship, you look at them and go like, fuck you, I'll show you. Whatever. If you're an NBA player and they say you'll never be MVP or something like that, it's just when you're like a superstar player, that mentality just switches to another gear saying, I can do this. But for something from him, like Cody was just about to say, he's just not delivering this right now. And I don't understand why not. It's like... Don't you want to show your teammates up, Cody? Like, showing them, like, they were wrong? And what's even better, too, is if he proved it, his trade value not only goes up, but he can also leave that team and be like,
yes.
Now I'm really going to show y'all what I can do.
Yes.
But he ain't doing any of that.
No, the dude's a liability.
It's basically the Tom Brady liability. Syndrome.
Yeah.
Tom Brady left the Patriots and shit, and everybody was just like, oh, I guess he ain't shit no more and stuff like that. He made it his goal, like, I'm going to win this fucking Super Bowl early in the next year. And he rubbed that shit in Bill Belichick's face.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons should be wanting to do the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to show Joel Embiid that, like, you ain't shit without me.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was a star of this fucking team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just an athlete's ego, right? Like, it's just, That's what drives you. Like, they always say, like, oh, ego is always a bad. No, it's not. It drives you to be the best player you can fucking be. And Ben Simmons just sweatpants, no jersey on, just laughing. You know, that's a drill. I ain't running that. No. All right. Whatever. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, $30 million, Cody, 4 years with these teams. You might be stuck with this team for the next 4 years. Fucking play the goddamn game and just show up until your damn contract is over and shit. God damn, dude.
Ben. Just shoot the goddamn ball. I don't care if you miss. This is the same thing with Giannis. Giannis is not the greatest shooter, but
he shoots that shit anyway.
And it's the same thing with our newly acquired Russell Westbrook. Westbrook can't shoot for shit.
He keeps fucking shooting.
And I get tired of that shit sometimes too. But at least he's persistent with the shit. He's trying to win.
Did you see that game where the Bucks versus mine, where Giannis fucking missed that shot? It hit the backboard and fucking bounced. And then he came right back and did the same shot.
Yeah.
Look, I can make fun of it, but it's just like, that takes balls to not give a fuck to do some shit like that. I got to tell you right now, if I was to make that shot, I'd be a little petrified. I'd be like, man, I know I'm about to get clowned my ass on Twitter and shit like that.
And the thing with Giannis, he's still young. He can still develop his jump shot. It even looks better this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Simmons, he could do it too. I think it's just a mental thing with him because you see him in the gym, motherfucker just knocking back jumpers and
three. Luka does the same shit. He be fucking airball. He air fucking balled all the time. And he just went. He came literally right back the next play and did the same shit over and just wiped it off. Didn't give a fuck. He just kept running. I was just like,
It happens. Shoulders off. Keep going.
Yeah. I know people was giving shit to Melo for that free throw and shit. And it's just like, shit like this happens. You wipe that shit off and you just keep doing it though. Like, you have freak shots one time. I remember one time in baseball, Cody, I threw a ball the wrong fucking way because I was trying to do a new stance and shit. And I was playing left field and shit. I threw that shit because I was trying to do like a speedy fastball from fucking left field to fucking, which is just dumb to do. But I was like, I could probably do this. I got a good throwing arm. No, you can't do it. It looked like shit. It looks horrible. And I remember the coach just looked at me and he just went like this. Shit like this happens, Cody. Sometimes you want to try something new and it just fucks up. It doesn't work out. But you keep playing.
Yeah.
Fucking keep playing because Cody, you're getting paid $30 goddamn million dollars.
Especially when you're getting paid that kind of cheese. Cody, I do not understand this shit.
Cody,
don't get it.
You can call me a dykeless, dickless motherfucker, and I'd be like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Hey, you know what I'll do? I'd pull out my wallet and be like, yeah, you know what? Hey, but what this check say, bitch?
It's insane. Well,
money trumps everything, Cody. I'm gonna tell you this
right now. It really
does.
It really fucking does.
What is the worst insult you hate being called right now, Cody? I bet you wouldn't give a fuck if you was getting $30 million a year.
Mm. Actually, damn sure I wouldn't. Damn sure. Goddamn right.
You call Cody some gay, toothless wonder. That motherfucker would be like, I guess I am, but I'm $30 million richer too, you know? You can call me the ugliest Negro in the world. I'd be like, well, $30 million, say differently, though.
That's all I care about. Fuck your thoughts.
And when you make that kind of money, Cody, what's your biggest fear? Losing that kind of
money. Losing that shit. Thank you.
So you're going to do everything in your power, Cody, to make sure. How do I make sure I never lose this? Because us in the black community, Cody, we've seen famous athletes and singers and shit.
Yeah, just blow that shit. Completely blow that shit.
Completely blow that shit. We all know the MC Hammer story. This motherfucker, Cody, was buying golden pipes.
Yeah.
What in the fuck do you need golden pipes for? You can't even see these motherfuckers. They are under the roof. I'm under the house. I mean, why are you buying golden pipes, Cody?
Golden fucking pipes.
This makes no goddamn sense. Put whatever pipes that is affordable in that motherfucker, okay? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, fucking pipes. Do they work? All right, cool. Throw them in there.
Thank you.
They got to be gold.
I remember Master P used to have a shitload of money back in the day, whatever, and shit. Next you know, this motherfucker doing commercials and shit, talking about, you want to join the law firm of Larry? Rich to broke, okay? So this is living proof.
Went from make it say, to make it say,
So trust me on this. When you come from a broke environment and you get that kind of money, your number one rule is, I cannot lose this goddamn money. Okay.
All right. Check out these. check out these statistics real quick.
Okay.
This year, he is the 20th best paid NBA player. Last year, he's the 21st best paid NBA player. The 9th best paid forward this year. The 10th best paid forward last year. Second best paid player on the 76ers last year, or this year, and second best paid player on the 76ers last year. This year, he'll be making $33 million. Next year, $35 million. The year after that, $37 million. And his final year, his contract, $40 million.
Whoa. Oof.
And he didn't want to show up.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not religious. But if you was to tell me, JB, if you take your ass to church every Sunday, we'll pay you $40 million. I'd be like, well, I guess I'm taking my black ass to church every goddamn Sunday then. So it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to church every goddamn mm-hmm.
day. Oh, you goddamn right. Yeah.
No, we're not even going every Sunday. We're going every day.
All right. What about
we're going every goddamn day. All right. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lord. I didn't mean goddamn. we're going to do. By the way, everybody, welcome to The Last Drop. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I had to get that little rant out right now. So this is our Halloween edition because, well, next week when we record, that'll be posted on the first of the month. So that kicks in November. So it's Whiskey Week. So this is Cody's birthday / Halloween episode, if you will.
Oh, it is, huh? Happy birthday to me.
Actually, it's more of his birthday special than Halloween. Fuck Halloween.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Can't do shit for Halloween, so fuck it. So, you know, usually we do like Halloween drinks, but we realized that didn't work out too well, so we said,
no,
fuck that.
Not at all.
Yeah. the one holiday that has like a real theme to it or whatever and shit is like, nah, I ain't involved with that. I saw this one liquor store, Cody just posted like a bunch of like whiskey bottles that like have a Halloween thing. I was like, ooh, they all shit. Oh, God. Ooh.
Hey, man, just like, theme shit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. So, like, just like last year and this year, I decided just fuck that. I'm not drinking any whatever Halloween theme shit. I just decided to make my own drink. I made my own cocktail. What Cody thought I was.
Oh, drinking. That's a cocktail. Okay.
Yeah. So I made a mezcal cocktail.
Mezcal cocktail.
Yeah. I you know what? I woke up this morning, Cody. I don't know if you had this because you're an alcoholic like myself here. You ever just wake up and just like conjure some shit in your head, like be like, I wonder what that would taste like.
Oh, I got all kind of crazy ideas involving alcohol, like recipes and shit.
Yeah,
so I got all this. You know, you get all that vodka bundle of whiskey. So I got like all these bottles of vodka over here. So I got to do something with it. So I'm just gonna make a bunch of Bloody Marys.
How many of them bundles you got?
Yeah, bro, I got like 2 big ass bottles over here, and like a bunch of fucking minis.
Cody got like them 2-liter bottles too. They're huge. He keep looking at his girlfriend going like, you gonna drink that? Matter of fact, when he makes dinner for her and shit like that, he pours that fucking vodka in her drinks and shit. Be like, yeah. This real quick, whatever shit. And she's like, thank you, baby. He like, nothing but the best for my baby. Here you go. And she sips that shit. She like, let me taste your drink real quick, Cody. And you like, nah, you don't want none of this. It's extra strong. You know, and she like, give me your drink, Cody. And he, you know, obviously because women have power over us, so he just passed it to him. Like, all right. Mm-hmm. She sips that shit and she said, you motherfucker, you gave me that goddamn Wheatley vodka, didn't you? Oh, man. So I made a cocktail. I made a mezcal cocktail. I'm calling it the Blood Moon because it's got that dark.
Oh, that's a cool fucking name.
Yeah, it's got that dark red color in it. So I use that mezcal I use for mezcal week, but also I used a agave margarita mix or whatever.
Interesting.
And then I use raspberry bitters to give it like a fruity flavor.
I was wondering where I got that that color from.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a combination. And I didn't use a blender. I used my cocktail shaker. Yeah, I use a cocktail. I put like 6 ice cubes in that motherfucker. And I just shook it up real quick. Made that or whatever. I sipped it. I said, it's missing something. And then I gave a little sip to my sister. And she said, it's missing like, she said, it's good, but it's missing something. I said, it is. And I said, I don't know what it is. And then I was like, wait a minute. It's missing like some kind of berry flavor. And I said, I got some raspberry bitters. So I pulled that out the fridge. I put about like 3 drops in there. Put it back, shake it up. Doop, drop that in there. Took a sip right now when you was saying, oh, you got a beer? And I was like, ooh. Perfecto. motherfucking perfecto.
Nice.
Fucking
yeah, I made a cocktail in a while. I gotta make one soon.
I'm shocked you haven't made one in a while. Shit, I assume.
I'm gonna hop on these Bloody Marys probably next weekend because I gotta. These vodka's just been sitting here.
Just collecting dust. Rid of that vodka.
I'm gonna do something with it. I'm tired of looking at it.
You know what? We might have to do a cocktail monk. I got some shit I want to get rid of too, actually.
Now that's probably happening. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's do it next month, man.
You want to do it next
month? We're doing that shitty alternative rock. Let's combine it.
I know. Didn't we talk about you making a beer cocktail one? Did we ever do that? I don't remember, did we?
Really?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think I did. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I did because I remember I was talking about making something with like a stout. I forgot what it was though.
I can't remember.
It was something with a stout.
I remember we was gonna do that one time, and I forgot that we. I don't think we ever did it. I know because I think like cocktail month was like actually one of the first months we ever planned that we never got around to doing.
Right.
And I think Halloween. I got this
goddamn vodka! Like, oh yeah, cocktail month. Here we come. Shit.
And I think Halloween literally was like the first cocktail made on this site was last year or the Halloween because I made that fucking drink because I was I'm not fucking with the whiskey for Halloween this year, and so I guess it's gonna be like a regular for me now for cocktails for Halloween and shit, whatever and shit. And I was like, yeah, the Blood Moon right here, baby. I love that like fucking color. It's got that dark red.
That's a great color, man.
Yeah,
kind of like mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what's going on there? Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a burgundy, but like yeah, mahogany is perfectly clear or over here. What are you sipping on over there, Cody?
No, I'm sipping on I love the girlfriend provided this drink. It's just let me go back to the Instagram.
The grams of Insta.
Yeah. I'm gonna grab the can real quick.
Do you remember all that can? You have the can around? Thank you, my dear. Appreciate it.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you, our dear.
Poplin Goliath. This is their, if you can see it.
Let me see that can. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. It's on the gram if you want to look at it. This is their fresh batch series. This is their s'mores pastry stout.
I can't really see it, but it looks like a Christmas can.
Nah, it's not really. It's like a pink green.
Oh, because it looked green and red from my
yeah, here. It's like a pink green color.
Mm-hmm.
You can see right there.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll show you
a look at it. No, Siri, I'm not talking to you. Shut up.
She just wants to communicate, Cody. That's
all. There you go.
So it's
a s'mores. It's a pastry stout. You know, it's one of the more sweeter stouts. Coming.
Oh, that's perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, coming in a whopping 10% alcohol by volume.
Damn, you trying to get fucked up tonight or what? You trying to trying to get that beer dick going? Like, what,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Is beer dick a thing?
I don't think so. Like, I never had it.
I always hear about whiskey dick. I was like, that's a thing? I was like, wait. I've been drinking for almost over a decade of whiskey. I ain't never had no
Yeah. So we went to one of our favorite spots out in San Marcos, San Diego County, called Churchill's Pub and Grill. Mm-hmm. So you're out there, folks. Check it out. One of the best gastro pubs in San Diego County, period. They always got a bomb-ass tap list. Yeah, it's dark imperial stout.
That shit is dark.
It looks darker in the camera. It's not as dark. It's more brown. Here on the camera, it looks like pure black. Almost
it looks
coffee.
Pure black. It looks like coffee.
Like coffee.
Yeah.
Here in real life, it's a little coffee. It looks kind of like a dark cola kind of thing going on, but it's like there's a lot more brown highlights. Obviously, there's no head because it's high in alcohol. So it's like zero head. Not a lot of carbonation, which is typical with stouts. I don't really get that. I know when I tried it on a Friday night, it was a bit too sweet for me. I was like, oh, it's I could taste the flavors in there. I know there's a lot going on there, but it was a bit too sweet, rich for me. Trying to get today with a fresher palate, I'm cool with sweetness. It is more sweeter than what I prefer usually. Like, I only
used to it or something.
Yeah, probably. I'm only able to drink like this much because like a full can of this would be way too fucking much.
Really?
Like this amount? Yeah, this is a good amount right here. This is perfect.
What's the size of that can? Was that that looked
but that's big. A 16-ounce can.
16-ounce? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It looked bigger when you was holding it. I was like, oh shit, that's a huge can.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but you dig a ton of that. There's no lactose in here either, but it tastes
I can drink it then.
Yeah, but it tastes kind of like dairy, milky, like that milk chocolate, real sweet.
Does it taste like a s'mores?
Mm. Yeah, it does.
Ah, okay. So does
you get
the marshmallow,
vanilla, yeah,
stick out?
Yeah, graham cracker, you know, graham cracker sandwich, you put the marshmallow in the middle.
Yeah.
And you put it in the fire, s'mores, yeah.
Which, by the way, I have not had in so long. I had one 2 years ago, in 2020, before the mm-hmm. pandemic brought in. I was like, God damn, this is delicious. God damn, s'mores are fucking delicious, dude. You put that shit on that fire, Cody, you take a bite out of that motherfucker, you like, God damn, this is delicious. Hold on, who came up with this idea now? I know it was like some fat kid from like fucking 1980 or some mm-hmm. shit, but you know. Fuck that fat kid, by the way.
But yeah, just fuck that fat kid.
Why he get to come up with shit and I can't? Fuck him. I'm sorry. That's old JB. That's petty side that I just can't get. I try to get rid of it. It's just it's really hard. I gotta say. I mean, I'm trying, Cody. I'm going to.
You are trying.
I'm going to drinking therapy and
you're doing your damn hardest. You're doing your best.
I'm going to drinking therapy to get rid of that petty side. But every time I just seeing a motherfucker succeed in something, I just breaks my little heart. Let's just put it that way. How about that, man? You know, they get to talk about their successes in life and shit. And, you know, you over there with your fucking woman, nigga, fuck you. And, and you know, it's just get to live to another birthday, nigga, fuck you. It's hard.
I'm afraid you sound a little angry.
No, not angry. It's just hard. You don't understand. This is like a really, like, this ain't the first world problem. This is like a mental, I'm like Ben Simmons right now. I'm having a mental break.
Yeah, mental fuss, mental cloudiness right there.
Yeah.
A little head fog, yeah.
I know this show would be a lot better if I can just get rid of that petty motherfucker, but Cody, when I see you succeeding and making it to another birthday, I just want you to die so goddamn Anyway, Cody, how's your drink?
Thank you for my birthday, which is my friend. Appreciate that. Thank you. So kind.
What you doing for your birthday this week, by the way?
I don't know. Just play.
Oh.
Yeah. But other than that, according to you. That's bad right there. Dying.
do you think the Dying Society, they like offended by that comment right now?
They probably do have a sticker to fight for everything. Well, I'm acting surprised about that.
Hey, you shouldn't be making fun of wanting your friend to die. Like, you know, you shut the fuck up.
Hey, now, wait a minute. That's not right.
All right. I know that Dave Chappelle shit is really blowing up right now.
Like, oh, my God.
It's just so blowing up, Cody. It's like, it went to a whole nother. Hey, but I will say this, going a little tangent. Kudos to the Netflix CEO for sticking to his fucking ground and not backing down. Kudos to him.
It's going to come to a point where you can't even do stand-up at all anymore. It's just going to be a lost art. You just can't do it.
I mean,
it's gone.
It was talking about employees were walking out of fucking Netflix headquarters and shit and talking about he should pull this down because this is like hatred to the end. Just like,
I'll tell you, nobody watched that shit.
Are you serious?
You missed the point.
I do love the comment. I don't know it word for word. I'm paraphrasing. I tried to say it yesterday when I was talking to you, but I fucked it all up, whatever. But I'm paraphrasing. But he made a great comment saying it's basically comedy. He's not telling anyone to inflict harm on themselves, whatever. We at Netflix support that our employees are taking a stance, and we support them for that right. But we will not be pulling the special. And also, we will continue to provide support to the transgender community and so on and so on. And I was like, that's a beautiful statement. Kudos to you, Netflix CEO. I don't know who you are. And I've talked shit about Netflix a whole lot because I think they put out some shitty ass content other than Dave Chappelle shit. But I will give them kudos for this. That is like the best statement anyone could ever have written right there. He didn't back down from the stance there. And he fucking stood up for it. So I agree completely. And I hate to tell these people that walked out of Netflix, there's a lot of motherfuckers looking for jobs right now. You about to get replaced.
That's how that's going to work out.
Yeah, you know people looking at Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving like, yeah, walk away. Walk away, motherfucker. Yeah, because you know those entertainment jobs, Cody, they're not for everyone.
Nope.
It's very hard to get up in those motherfuckers. I don't care even if it's in the office and shit. It's really fucking hard. And after a few years, it kind of is just a rotation of people that worked at other studios to go here and shit. It's not really any new people coming into those fields and stuff because they always want someone to obviously know what they're doing and shit. So your loss just became someone else's that's been like at a waiting line saying, I want to work for Netflix. So thank you for opening that door for them, because that shit will move on. And I don't think it's enough for you to put Netflix out of business, if you will. So I think it's really dumb on their part, to be honest, that they actually left off their jobs in a pandemic. Yeah. But we still in a pandemic. They know that, right? Like, they literally walked off their jobs in a pandemic.
Yeah, a highly credible job such as working for Netflix. You're going to walk away from that.
The largest streaming platform, which, by the way, could be the future of movies. I mean, it ain't going to be the full future, but it's like, you know, it's moving towards, especially with the pandemic, it kind of moved it towards that just a little bit more. It bumped that timeline just a little bit more, moving shit to streaming platforms. Netflix, one of the largest ones to do it, too. And you walked off that job.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I wonder how that next job interview is going to go for them, Cody. Oh, so that's
going to be very interesting.
I see you worked at Netflix before. Why are you leaving them? Fucking transgender phobia over there. So I walked out on their ass. You walked out. Oh, interesting. Okay. Security, get this bitch out of here. All right, we'll look over your resume, and you know, if we find you. Hey, wait, what's going on? Hey. I'm just saying, you know. It's not a good look when you walk off a job that you've been working at for so many years and you don't really have that great of a reason, to be honest.
No.
Unless you just plan on taking it off your resume in general, then I guess whatever. But, you know, I assume working at Netflix, Cody, that ain't just a job. That's a career. So
that's definitely a career.
What the fuck's wrong with these people? They do realize they probably have more power if they stayed on the board than actually leave the board, right?
Hey, they gotta do what's best for them, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it all the way through. They're just
okay.
Rage. They're just like, oh, fuck it. I'm leaving.
Because you can make more changes in the system than out the system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, whatever. Anyway. So what do you think of that drink over there you drinking now, Cody? What do you
I was,
it sounds like you really, like it.
I wasn't really digging it when I had a Friday night, but tasting it again today, I like it. I enjoy it.
Let me ask your Friday night's review then, whatever. What would you have dropped on the Friday?
It was way too sweet that night. I would probably give it like a, more than bad, it was just too sweet. I would give it a 2.
Was it probably because of the food you had with it or something?
Probably
because
of the food, yeah.
What'd you eat with it, you remember?
I had, it was grilled shrimp skewers, Cajun shrimp skewers. With rice.
Oh, that sounds so delicious, but I just don't think that goes well with a s'more.
No, it is parallel. No.
That doesn't go well with
no.
Marshmallows and chocolate and shit. No.
Yeah, and then sipping it now with a neutral palate.
Yeah.
Nothing today, drank nothing today, nothing. I like it. I like it. It's good. It's good. I'm not a big fan of the pastry stout genre as it is. I'm not big on like the hyper sweet beers. That's kind of why. One of the brewery out in Anaheim, mm-hmm. I used to like it a lot, but then I figured the beer just started to get way too sweet for me. Mm-hmm. Like all the beers taste like diabetes in a glass. I don't know if it's still that way.
Yeah,
I've had a brewery beer in a long time.
You know, alcohol that's sweet never scared me before until I got to my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And you go like, man, I really don't want to die. Like,
yeah, my imperial stouts, I like them more, you know, roasty, deep. I do like richness to it. I like a chocolate kind of like sweetness, but I don't like too much of an overbearing sweetness. I like balance my stouts. And this is not that kind of stout. If you're into this, you would love this. You love pastry stouts? You would love the fuck out of this. Me not being a huge pastry stout fan, I like it. It's good.
I don't think it's up my alley. I got to be honest.
I don't know how much you would like this, honestly.
I think I'm with you on that. I'm not really huge on like sweet. I mean, I like a nice blend of sweet and with
smoke. Yeah. But I'm more of like a balanced drinker type.
Yeah, maybe.
Except IPAs. IPAs, yeah. Hop the shit of that fucking thing. I love hops because of IPAs. That's like the only thing where it's like, make that shit bitter, hoppy as fuck. I love that. That's
maybe,
my IPA.
Maybe when I first met you, 23, 24-year-old JB, maybe I probably would have been like, oh, this shit's delicious or whatever. But mm-hmm. now, I don't know, 33-year-old JB, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not into the sweet shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because you scared me with the diabetes and the canned shit. But.
Right. Yeah, I'm I'm still gonna stick to a 2.
Oh wow.
I'm still sticking to a 2.5
maybe.
I was thinking 2.5, but no, it's a 2 for me. And I think in retrospect, my initial taste probably would be a 1.5.
Yeah.
Because literally I took like 2 sips. I was like, no. Like, I appreciate what they're trying to do here. I'm like, no.
What did your girl think of it? Your girl liked it?
No, she loved it. She loved it. She bought like 3 cans. Yeah.
Oh, she loves the sweetness.
Yeah, it's hers I'm drinking off of.
It's
right
her shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she the one that bought it then, like you said mm-hmm. earlier. Then. Okay, so like, but you would never buy it probably then,
no,
honestly.
Not, no, yeah. no.
How much was that?
$11 a can.
$11 a can?
Mm-hmm. Which is not really cheap, but
yeah, that's really
if,
not.
If you're into that, then I suppose it wouldn't be that steep of a price for you. 16 ounce can too. So.
It's a good Halloween pour. I mean,
good holiday. This holiday in general.
Yeah, holiday in general. I mean, you know, because especially Halloween, Thanksgiving, and
I would say this will work well after like you know Thanksgiving or Christmas Day feast.
Having I was going to say
dessert substitute.
Does that go good with some sweet potato?
Probably would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of some sweet
obviously,
potato pie with that.
You should split that can with, you know, family and friends at the table. Because I don't know. I don't see how anybody can drink a whole can by themselves.
Yeah, I see that little glass you pour. Your glass
Yeah, that's
full.
All. That's it. That's all you need. That's literally, that's all you need.
He poured that shit like it's whiskey, people. Like,
Yeah.
Shit, because usually Cody's glass is full.
Yeah, usually, yeah. I was like, fuck that. Even filled it down. But yeah.
Can you see the sugar in the glass when it's empty and shit?
No, but you know what's funny? I get that, you know, when you eat a lot of sugar stuff, that residual feeling on your lips.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan.
That's what I'm getting.
I can't fuck with that then. Yeah, and I'm good. I'm with you on that one then. All right. Ooh, that sounds like a...
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll give it a 2.
It's not your thing, is what you're saying.
No, it's not my thing. I appreciate what they're going for, and I think if you're a fan of the pastry style, you will love this.
You do realize you're sleeping on the couch tonight, right?
she knows I'm not a big fan of this.
You comfortable on the couch tonight? Yeah. All right, cool. As long as y'all know, then okay, cool. Just don't look out the window because you might see a trashful JB there. You know. Couch nigga tonight? Oh yeah. Oh, give me that chum chum. Wait, give me that chum chum. I always forget the name of that movie though.
It's Blood In, Blood Out, right? Is that the name
of
it?
Yeah, I think Blood In, Blood Out. That's right, yeah. Fucking scariest fucking scene ever.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't even know what chum chum is, Cody.
Chum chum?
Could you imagine if you approached some woman and said, "You know what, girl? Shit, I'm feeling your chum chum right now. Like, I think we should go back to my place and
get that backhand real quick."
So I'm talking to this girl, right? And the way we talk to each other is we just send each other like corny pickup lines and shit, right, Cody? So I'm going to use that chum chum shit now to be like, damn, girl, when I saw you the other day, shit, all I could look at was your chum chum. It was delicious. I wonder what sponsors I'll get for that. I'll probably get a dot, dot, dot. The number you reached now is unavailable. Please hang up and try again. So moving on to my drink now. Like I said, I did a mezcal margarita almost in a sense, actually. And I was thinking about it because I was like, man, I want to use some of the mezcal and tequila and shit I have and stuff. I want to use some other drinks, cocktail month, obviously it's next month now. I use some raspberry bitters. I use that, what the fuck is that tequila? That La, that El Tenebro, whatever that mezcal was.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I used that one. I didn't use a blender this time for this cocktail. I just shook it up a little bit in my 007 shaker because, you know, shit, JB don't just stand for, we all know what that stands for, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Just broke. And, you know,
justifiably broke.
Yeah. It stands for a lot of things. James Bond ain't one of them. But so I made that. I put some agave pomegranate margarita mix in it. I filled it up probably a little bit more than halfway through. I don't know the actual ounce that I used. I didn't even use an ounce glass. I just poured that shit naturally how I thought I would want it. And I was just like, that's how I want it. And then I just filled the rest of the top up with the mezcal. And then I shook that shit up. Like I said, got this this taste. I enjoyed it. I was like, I sipped it and I was like, it's missing something. It's like, it's like right on the cusp of being like fucking really good. And I don't know what it is. I passed it around. I said, taste this real quick. And they we all said the same thing. And then I was like, it's a berry flavor, I think what it is. And I was just like, I could probably fuck this whole drink up right now by putting this in here. Because I could have just easily poured it in the glass. I poured it into the shaker, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I poured this shit in the shaker by like three little drops, teaspoons, if you will. Boom, boom, boom. Shook that shit back up, poured it in there. I got this blood, I call it the blood moon. I got this blood color going here. Like Cody said, it's like a mahogany, mm-hmm. kind of a reddish brown color, which actually looks really beautiful, to be honest.
Actually, yeah, even looking from the Zoom camera, it looks like a nice color.
Yeah, it's like a darker cherry wine color, mm-hmm. or whatever the per se you might be. It looks like LA pollution.
No, nah, LA pollution don't look that nice.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Yeah. Nah, it don't look that nice.
Did you hear about that shit in Carson with the pollution? The motherfuckers are suing the refineries and shit. Oh man, they suing the refineries saying there's this smell that's been coming into the houses and shit, and people in Carson and stuff like that. It's like, you chose to live in a city with a refinery.
I was gonna say that's called LA.
It's like, I don't know what you was expecting. Like, everybody knows Carson's got them fucking refineries over there. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you should know, if you was born in Carson, most likely you came out with three legs or some shit. So
yeah, that black lung.
Yeah. That's why when they were talking about putting the I think it was the Chargers Stadium at the Home Depot Center over there, I was just like, you really want to do that? I don't know mm-hmm. about that. Like, it's
like, players hyperventilating when they're running down the field and shit.
I was like, look, I live close by Carson, and I try to avoid that city as much as possible. Like, you know, so I don't want to go there. I saw those refineries. Them shits be on fire most of the time and shit. And just like, I ain't fucking with that. I ain't coming out there with a third eye. Well, though, shit, maybe I'll attract more women if I got a third eye. They'll find me unique in some aspect or another. They'll be like, you're not as ugly as you was before. And I'd be like, that's kind of a compliment. All right, I'll take it. Shit. I wouldn't have to fuck other dudes' women for, you know, once or whatever and shit. And the only reason why that's allowable is because, like, they treat them like shit, so they just looking for somebody to give them a good time for the night or two. So, Cody's like,
wow,
he's not lying about that. That's why I always tell men, you better treat your woman like a queen.
That's why I appreciate your honesty, sir.
You better treat your woman like a queen, because JB is right there, be like, ooh, I see her, he treating her like shit. Let me go boost her morale up real quick.
might as well put the JB signal.
Like it's a fucking bet.
It's not just a signal. It's warning.
It's me coming. What did he say in Dark Knight Rise? Light it up.
thank you for reminding me of that dumbass scene. Yeah.
I handle somebody's woman. They fucking flare and shit. Light it up. She throws that shit. Fucking JB's logo comes up and shit. And I'm just standing there right behind her ear and be like, hey, girl, what you up? Now everybody know my secret. They're like, oh, that's why you fucking with other can't get no single woman, so you got to fuck with... You gotta fuck with fucked up homes and shit. Yeah.
No.
Hey man. Yeah, don't knock me. Okay. I'm just trying to survive out here in this dog be dog world. Okay. You better treat her right, Cody. I'm just letting you know.
Don't worry about that, my friend. That covered. Got that covered.
Cody about to give her flowers tonight and take her to dinner mm-hmm. now. He like, hey, by the way, did JB call you? He get your number. It was like, I waste. I'm like Batman when it comes to fucking up people's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I do work and shit, Cody. I'm in that bat cave. I'm sitting there.
Yeah, you gotta do that detective bag and the computer and the threes. he like Lucius Fox at the end of the Dark Knight. He did that some.
Cody walks into the Godfather. He's like, oh my God, you spying on every couple in the goddamn state of California. And then I look at him and go like, sometimes New York and Miami too. You never know. Cody looks down. He sees a camera on him and his girl. He's like, hey, is that me? You better treat her like a queen, Cody. You could be my Robin. I'm looking for a successor. I can't keep this up. My body's all beat up.
That was probably my only problem with that movie. Like, Lucius Fox, chill the fuck out, dude. It's like a one-time thing. You know, Batman ain't gonna keep this shit up. Damn, we try to catch this crazy motherfucker.
I love The Dark Knight, and I know in recent years, like when time has passed, me and you brought that scene up so many fucking times now, and it's just like, it really is a stupid-ass scene when you, like, really look at it. It's really dumb. It's like, we didn't watch about 2.5 hours of the fucking Joker just tearing shit up. And Lucius Fox, I know he's a good man and everything, but now all of a sudden you got fucking morals. It's like, man, fuck your morals, dude. Like, look at this motherfucker, dude. He's slitting people's mouths open and shit on
blowing
camera.
Up judges, killing people, and killing district attorneys, killing police commissioners.
And you concerned that I'm spying on people for an hour? I told you to get rid of the fucking thing once I catch this motherfucker. Like, what are you talking about? Like, God damn, Lucius Fox and fucking Alfred. Them are probably my two problems with that fucking franchise.
Oh, Alfred, that third one. Jesus Christ. That shit. And he ain't gonna come back crying his eyes out. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I hated that ending. Me raising that glass up. I was like, fuck.
That whole third act was terrible.
It really was.
That shit was awful.
You remember the look on Batman's face when he's driving that bomb out to the ocean? He had his mouth wide open.
Yeah.
It's just like, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that looked the entire third act. Remember when Talia was having that speech and she basically died and they were all looking at her like, what? The Batman had that mouth up. He had that health. He looked like a dog. He had the head tilt. Like,
they genuinely look confused. They were just like, what the fuck did she say? We have no idea what this woman's talking about right now. Like,
that shit. That was fucking terrible.
And then Gordon finally figuring out who Batman was.
I was like, really gonna remember that little moment? That's when they coat a little boy's shoulder. You gonna remember that shit for fucking over 30, 40 years.
I'm about to say, wait a minute, hold on. How many, it's Gotham City. How many coats have Jim Gordon put on fucking kids now?
Yeah. How many children have you? Come on, man.
Yeah. He's sitting over there talking about Bruce. I was like, there ain't no way in hell. There ain't no way in hell. And then that feud, man, Jesus Christ. That fucking move. And then they just dismissed Bane ass. They just blew his ass. So I just
blew his ass away.
He's like, he dead.
It's been about to be this huge straight cat woman coming here to blow his ass away. And then to top it off, make it worse, she has a pun after that too. I forgot what that said. She catches that with a pun. I was like, what the fuck is this, man?
And then that fight sequence too, because Batman, he didn't learn shit in that cave. He just went at him on brute force again. It was just like, so we spent that whole movie of Bruce in that fucking underground tunnel.
Having all these speeches and shit from that blind dude.
He didn't learn a goddamn thing in fighting this. He fight him the same way he fought him in that goddamn underground bat cave he was in and shit. God damn. And somehow he's winning this time. And we saw, Cody, we saw Bane punch a pillar out. I was just like,
motherfucker was a punch of pillars.
People, pillars hold up the foundation of a fucking building.
Yeah.
He literally punched that shit. And at first I was just like, all right, so now is he supernatural now? Because this whole movie did not explain if he was supernatural. They did not say that he had like super, they just said he was incredibly strong, but like not like to the point where he can punch out a fucking building and don't even feel
it. They didn't say he had actual venom coursing through his veins, but apparently now all of a sudden.
What the fuck was Nolan thinking with this? I was just like, man.
The logic went completely out the window of that third act. Remember when he climbed out that pit, getting that back to him, and how he got back into Gotham? There's so many fucking problems. They got there.
He missed that. He said, yeah, so what if they got a bomb on a car right now running around? I'm going to put this fire bat logo on.
Yeah, maybe do this real quick.
Cody, I'm going to let the whole town know that I'm back.
Yeah, that's smart.
Fuck the element of surprise. Fuck all that, right?
Yeah. Which is Batman's forte, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, matter of fact, that's the whole trilogy about because he worked for the League of Shadows and shit. He said, fuck the shadows. I want to be out in the open now. Yeah. You know, I don't want some element of surprise. I'm not going to take the bomb out secretly by hijacking the car Even though Bane don't know I'm back. You know what? God damn. That's even stupider now. He could have easily just hijacked the fucking car without Bane even knowing he was back and then took the bomb somewhere. God damn.
Hey, man. People just stop forgetting how to write Batman. Remember BVS where he shot that tracker on that truck and he decided to follow it anyway with brute force, ramming shit, blowing shit up.
Remember he left that Batarang and that fucking the stolen kryptonite he stole and shit? Like, I was like, damn, did Batman just leave evidence? This Negro left evidence. Like, and like, not like, like, undeliberately, like he deliberately left this here to let him know, like, yeah, I stole this shit from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brandon motherfuckers. Yeah.
Why? I, Jesus Christ, dude. Oh man. God, you know, I remember when we did that review of Dark Knight Rises. I said, "Damn, this movie. I think this movie gets worse every time I watch it now."
It really does. It really does.
Yeah. So
it really does.
And it's what's sad about it is I think I got like four copies of that motherfucker too.
I saw that I saw that shit twice at theaters. I remember. I was trying to be that dude, fake it the fuck.
Yeah, I was good. Too. Yeah, I was too.
It's a great ending to the trilogy. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. I love it too. And then that third time, I was like, wait a minute. Hold on now. And then that's when I started hearing the comparisons, like, oh, it's way better than The Dark Knight. I was just like, ooh.
This is a worthy follow-up, man. No, the fuck is not.
No. Like, I don't think anybody was on par in acting in Dark Knight Rises compared to, like, Aaron Eckhart. All right? So, Aaron Eckhart acted his ass off in that fucking... That last 10 minutes of that fucking movie, he acted better than... Which, by the way, that's not to say that people acted like shit in Dark Knight Rises. There was some good acting in there. It's just the worst fucking script they had to work with. Like, I thought Bane was good.
Yeah, up until the third act.
I was like, what the fuck?
He started turning into a fucking joke. I think he may have a punchline. Really made him some friend zone bitch made.
He was a fucking...
That's what he was, yeah.
He was basically Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
He turned into... Because in that movie...
Oh my God, you were right.
Yeah,
he was reduced to a glorified lackey.
Yeah. He was
wow.
In Batman and Robin, people, Bane was fucking Poison Ivy's lackey with his muscle and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought this Bane was gonna be something important and shit like that, only to turn
out. Yeah, that's how it started out.
He was just Talia al Ghul's lackey.
Just Talia's lackey.
And like you said, this motherfucker was having trouble breathing on that ground shit. She came and he just looked at her and he's just like, we're finally gonna do it. And then she just stood up and he was like, oh, that friend zone for fucking Bruce. Like, you know. I was like, God damn, this is the same goddamn story for Bane. Shit.
Yo,
like,
maybe he deserved to die a pathetic death then.
I was going to ask him, did he die? I didn't even know if he died or not.
Well, they don't really dwell on it, but I'm pretty sure he died.
I thought he had that Talia al Ghul's death and shit, which I still don't even know how she died. I was just like, she was in a heavily military armed car.
Yeah, I thought I would have absorbed much of that shock, you would think, right? And the drop didn't look that far.
We've seen that Batmobile, that Tumbler, go through way worse shit than that fucking car did. And somehow Batman comes out of that motherfucker just fine. And that Tumbler looked way smaller than this fucking armored. Cody, mind you, this is an armored car that's protecting a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It was able to kill her but not deactivate the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
What in the fuck? What in the blue fuck here is going on now? I still don't understand the whole Robin shit. I don't even want
to. Third act. One of the worst third acts ever. The more I talk about it.
They sent the whole entire police force people down to this one fucking. Gotham ain't never been this responsive to shit.
Nope.
But for some reason, they just said, we got to send the whole police force down
here. The whole goddamn squad here. Underground.
Just because it fit Christopher Nolan's storytelling. That there would be no cops left on the fucking main street. I was like...
Storytelling. He left that shit all behind.
why couldn't he just find another way to get rid of the police? Like, why didn't he just say they were corrupt police?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody know Gotham's full of corrupt police. He just said, oh, Bane turned the whole police department on him. The only good ones were like Gordon and little Robin there. That motherfucker's name was Robin, though. That was what...
Yep.
blew my. I was like, God damn, they couldn't even call him something. They literally called him fucking.
Yeah, his middle name Robin. Like, damn, just.
Not even trying to be clever about this shit no more. Well, people defended that saying, oh, nobody would know who Dick Grayson is. Mm-hmm. Then how the fuck would you know who Robin is? Like, what the fuck? How do you not know one without the other? That's like saying, oh, yeah, Batman, I love Batman. He tell me about, what do you think about Bruce Wayne? Who the fuck is that? I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know. You know what? If you don't know who Bruce Wayne is, then that's a fucking problem then in your storytelling. Yeah. That's a fucking huge problem.
Yeah.
You need to know who the fucking human part of the character is before you get into the superhero part of it. If you don't, then Jesus fucking Christ. Unless it's like some 30-minute animated short where it's just a dude beating people's asses. And other than that, I need to know who the fucking human part is and shit. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of superhero films that we consider the great ones is because we know that counterpart. Why do you think Spider-Man 2, we still hold up to date about all these fucking years and shit? It's because the human counterpart is just... I was going to say awesome, but he's pretty fucking pathetic. I'm not going to lie. So, but we relate to him and shit. So I know I relate to him right now. I don't know about Cody. He's living high life right now. Shit. So he can't relate to that. I don't know. Cody like Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man right now. You know, he got the girl. You know, he life is going great for him and shit. You know, he can steal some ideas and make them his own and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know, Emma Stone want him, he don't want her, you know, that's kind of the same thing with him. Meanwhile, I'm over here, I'm Toby, you know, dragging his busted ass scooter around and shit.
Life just shitting on you constantly.
Yeah, it ain't giving me no fucking powers. I'm just looking at shit, you know, I'm wearing stupid ass costumes on elevators and shit, and they looking at me, and I'm just looking back at them, like, you know, it rides up the crotch just a little bit and shit, you know. I ain't got no Dr. Octopus, but he probably don't like my ass neither and shit, you know. Girl about to fuck my best friend or marry somebody, some shit like that, you know, all kind of shit. My best friend want me dead, you know. That's why I want him dead first. So, yeah, you know what? I think we found our similarities, Cody. You Andrew and I'm Toby.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I bet you fucking would. Yeah,
that motherfucker didn't... I'll be cool with that.
Yeah, that motherfucker killed his girl's dad. And he didn't give a fuck, so yeah. He didn't have no sympathy for it. He's just like, that motherfucker ended that movie. Some of the best secrets are.
He didn't give a fuck.
Dude, that fucking movie ended with her dad dying, saying, please stay away from my daughter. That motherfucker tried to stay away from her for five scenes and then in the middle of class. But some of the best promises are meant to be broken. In the fucking credit roll.
No,
I was like,
no, Peter. Peter, no. Peter, no.
I walked out of that room and said, that was not Spider-Man. that was not Peter Parker, and that was not, I don't know who the fuck this was. But that's Cody. That was straight up Cody right there. Shit, that was straight up Cody. And eventually, his girl dies too, but he's gonna replace her ass too. You know, he's gonna cry about it for about an hour or two. He's gonna replace her ass too, as whatever. His best friend, which is me, I guess in that series, I'm the Green Goblin, the Cody. Shit, I'm that Dang DeHaan looking motherfucker. You know what? I am Dang DeHaan that Cody's Andrew then, because I'm asking for Cody's blood and shit. I'm on his. Man, give me some of your DNA, baby. Come on, man. I'm trying to look like you, man. Come on.
You're a fraud, Spider-Man.
Hey, man, I was in that movie. You better stop talking shit about that.
How could I forget?
That great cameo I had. Yeah. Yeah, you can't. How can you forget them black kids in that hoodie? Yeah. In Central Park. We was hyped for Electro versus Spider-Man. And you see that one black dude who ain't hyped. He's just like.
That one black dude is like, ain't this a bitch?
I'm in the worst one of them all.
Holy shit, you were. That's your claim to fame. You were in the worst fucking Spider-Man movie.
I don't even talk about it.
You were in a movie that was so fucking bad, Sony had to get help from Marvel to get this shit back on track. Wow.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, I was in it, though.
Sure.
Could have been worse. I could have been that black dude, Jamie Foxx. I could have had my gap fixed and shit like that, you know, by electric. I mean, I'm just saying, should, you know.
Out of all the ridiculous shit in that movie, that was the most ridiculous fucking thing.
You know.
Being still together.
And they put that camera on that shit, too.
They focused on that shit, too. Not only do you get electric powers, you get free dentistry work, dental work, too.
How many motherfuckers you think jumped in a tub of oil? Just here. I ain't paying that dinner $6,000.
Should I give you do that copay? Fuck that.
Fuck a copay. Goodbye. Oh, man. That is so true. I'm Cody's Dane DeHaan right now. About to come up on a glider, steal his girl and shit. Be like, yeah.
Mad at the world. Screw at the window.
Yeah. Hey, Cody. So you spotted man, huh?
You're like a meth addict and shit.
Oh, he looked horrible.
Who approved that goddamn design? I would never know. All the designs except Spider-Man. Who approved those fucking designs?
Oh, man. I love how he became the Goblin, too. He came the Goblin because it was a blood DNA that got passed down from him. I was just like, a what?
People always got to complicate shit.
Look, I understand y'all trying to be different from the fucking Sam Raimi, but we do not need to just fed off from this shit. Like, just...
Yeah.
Make some gas, make the motherfucker inhale it. All right, that's all we got to do. We ain't...
All you got to do. Keep it simple.
Motherfucker dead, sitting like the unknown shadow man and shit in the fucking back. I love how they try to cover his face up and shit, like we ain't going to know who the fuck that is and shit. Just sitting there. Just... Jesus Christ, man. Like it's almost like they had a third movie in a plan. Like
they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Third and fourth, actually.
Sixth movie that never came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was when we was at our highlight, Cody. Don't hate on us. I was planning on being in that third one, too, because I don't know if you knew that. I was coming back from my cameo.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, man, I was looking forward to that. You know, they wanted me in that Ghostbusters film. I said, nah, I don't want to touch that. Mm-hmm. Nah, that can't, nah, you can't even.
I'm on this shit right here.
Yeah, I said, I want that Spider-Man 3, baby, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm. I said, I want to hang out with Jamie Foxx again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to see that gap get fixed. Because I'm trying to fix some of mine. I'm enjoying this a lot, man. This is really clean. It's smooth.
Smooth with a V and E.
Oh, yeah. You taste a little smokiness of the mezcal still. But it's got a lot of fruit flavors now. You know, it's got a little warm, too, because I had like a full fucking glass here. I poured the whole goddamn thing in this little chalice shit. And, I kind of like it a little warm.
No, you like it a little warm? It's interesting. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if that like flavors or brings out more of the mezcal of why I like it compared to chill. I was thinking of putting ice in there, but I was like, I don't want to fuck the coloring up over there and shit. As good as I like this, I don't think it's perfect though. There's something missing from it, and I can't. The bitters do help. It does bring it out, the flavor profile more, but it's just something. It's just something I just needed to like pop. I don't know what it is or whatever. And it's really good though. It's pretty cheap if you want to get the drinks to make it, obviously. I mean, I probably spent like maybe total together for everything, like $105 maybe, you know? So, I'm thinking of dropping a 3 on this.
Okay. That's a good score.
Yeah, I was 3.5, but I was like, no, because it doesn't have that. There's something missing, and I don't know what it is. And this is like one of those drinks I got to come back to experiment on.
Yeah, get back in the lab. Yeah, that's the way it is with cocktails, though. You always experiment with stuff.
I don't know if it's another
ingredient.
Yeah, I don't know if it's another ingredient I need, or is it? Do I need to pour more of the margarita
or
mix?
Or pour more or dial something back?
Dial something back, what it is and shit. This is solid. If I was a bartender, I would put this on my menu. I'd be like, let me just put this on here.
So off the top of your head, what do you think, if you had to dial something back or put more of something, what would it be? And then my next question after that, if you had to add something, what would that something be?
You know, that's a good question. I think I'd probably add more of the mix.
More of a mix, okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting that pomegranate flavor into it, but not enough. And the smokiness is kind of overwhelming it right now. But I think the bitters kind of average it out to give you that fruit flavor profile. And what would I add more in? Or did I just say add more and then I'll dial back?
Yeah.
I'll probably dial back on the bitters a little bit. I used dial three. Back on the bitters. I'd probably use one next time. Mm-hmm. Because that finish does have like on the back of my tongue, there's a little bit more berry than I like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like all berry right there. But then when it goes down to the finish, it's like straight mezcal. The first powder of the palate, it's like all of the fucking margarita mix and like just nothing but the bitters. And you're kind of like missing the smokiness, but then when it gets to the finish, that's when it kicks into the mezcal part.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad combination, by the way, hitting the palate middle and end there. So I kind of enjoy that as well. But I feel like it's not a perfect balance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like one could be added more or less to the other. And maybe it would have been perfect had I used like a measuring cup and shit or a jigger and shit and actually did this the right way instead of just saying...
Yeah. No, honestly, precise measurements, that goes a long way, man. It really does. It really does.
I'm saying literally, people, I woke up this morning. We had a show. We was gonna do the show anyway, regardless, whatever stuff, but I just woke up this morning and said, I wanna do this. And then I was just like, I got the ingredients, I could do this. And I just went in there and just fucking put this together. I didn't do any measuring or anything like that. I just said, we about to wing it right now. I took I wasn't even going to take that little sip. But I took the little sip and I was like missing something here. And I took that sip and I was like, this is it right here. And now the more that I drink on it, on this just show that we're doing here, I'm going like, there's something either needed missing or there's something that needs to be dialed back on. And it's a little bit of both in both words, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Mm. Yeah, I'm still dropping a 3 on this. This is pretty goddamn good, actually.
Nice.
I'm like, I'm pretty impressed by this, honestly. It's not better than when we did Tequila Month back in May, mm-hmm. my margaritas I made, but man, it's pretty up there. I'm actually really feeling this really well. I think, actually, to be honest, man, shit, this will go well with the ladies. Shit. Mm. Hey, if y'all ain't treating her right, shit, might go well with y'all ladies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Cody? You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, Cody. Yeah, Cody, like ordering those flowers right now.
1-800 flowers.
Yeah, 1-800 flowers. Locking the door, baby. You think we should change these locks? Yeah, I'm like the Michael Myers of stealing motherfuckers' woman. See me in the neighborhood, just like in the Halloween movie. And I'm all in the car, pulled up on Michael Heen and shit. That's me with flowers in my hand and with a bottle of drink.
You cut up the side of that tree.
Yeah, just looking and shit. And then all the cars pulled up on Michael because they was ready to kill his ass. That's all the dudes coming up on my ass. And I'm just standing there smiling like, what's going on, everybody? Oh, we just friends.
You know that John Wick poster with the head in the middle? Everybody like have like
they got guns.
That's you.
Well, what's wrong?
What?
I don't understand. I didn't do anything, you know. When that one text I got, whatever shit, I will find you, JB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck. Sure. Yeah, so that's my secret, you know. Destined to be single forever. Fucking other dudes, women. It's not a goal in life, it's just what I need in life.
It's just your life. That's all it is.
It's not what this city deserves, it's just what they need. I fucked that line all up, probably. I
close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. I mean, I don't even think he knew what the fuck that meant. He read that shit off a fortune cookie somewhere or something like that.
You thought how out of breath he was.
He was trying to remember that shit because he was like, I know that was in the Chinese food I had last night, watching them fucking cameras, looking at everybody and shit. So, you know, where's that creepy Batman movie where he's just watching people and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, the creep show. But anyway, though, people, that is the end of this week's show. This is Cody's birthday episode right here. It's your birthday, Cody. How you feeling?
Same as last year. exactly the same.
Oh, okay. Desperate, okay. Lonely, and unhappy. All right, cool.
Yep, there you go. Yep.
Anxiety's at a full-time high, and you feel a little older, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you getting old, I got to tell you. After last year.
Old as fuck, yeah.
I ain't looked at you the same since last year.
Quite long in the tooth, as they say.
Yeah, I never heard anybody say that, but yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was like some white people saying, I think, or whatever. yeah, you picking up that Riverside mentality quickly. Anyway. yeah, I ain't mad at you, though. You got to blend in sometimes, you know. You light enough, you sure can. No, you all can't be dark like me, you know. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Old Lucky McGee over here. Old dark ass JP, apparently.
Yeah, you goddamn right, sir. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sir, it don't get no darker than this, baby. Uh-huh. That's probably why women don't like me. They're afraid of it. That's why. They're afraid. You know, all this darkness, they don't know what to do with all this, Cody. I'm like a Hershey bar, baby, with the almonds.
Hershey bar.
Yeah, with the almonds in that motherfucker, though, too, Cody. Sure. You know, I keep it nutty.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
People are like, what the fuck is he talking about? it's Halloween, baby. It's Cody's birthday month.
Let your imagination run wild.
Yeah.
Let it run wild.
Hey, that's how this drink came apart, you know? And that's how reading time is going to come anyway. Yeah, right after this show. Anyway, though, people, we're done. Cody said he's tired of me. He said he got a lot, change of locks. He's a little.
I mean, I didn't say it, but.
Yeah.
But.
He said, look, my birthday coming up, I'm trying to get some head, and you fucking this up right now. Keep me out here right now. So, and I understand. I feel that, too. Leave the window open, Cody. Let me watch. I'm interested. So, anyway, people.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Goddamn right, sir. I want to see how you fuck up. So I can come in and do the opposite.
Waiting in the wings.
Yeah, man. I like when men fuck up. I watch that and I go, like, do the opposite of that now, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But with that said, people, hope you have a safe and happy Halloween. You know what I mean? Obviously, we'll be back next week. You'll hear us on Halloween.
That we will.
Even though you'll hear us on November 1st, but, you know. But I hope.
So we did some cocktails. For November,
yeah, we're gonna do cocktails and shitty ass 2000 alternative rock.
What a combination! That's gonna be fun.
Alternative rock music.
That's gonna be fun.
Does it even have a genre name to that? Actually, I just call it alternative. What is it called?
yeah, it's all rock. It's all okay. Rock. Yeah,
shitty alternative 2000 rock. Mm.
Yes,
you can average that out from 2000 to probably
2010, that whole decade.
Yeah, I was about to say, that whole decade. Yeah. There's a lot of shit in there.
Yeah. Oh,
don't ever forget 30 Seconds of Mars. Don't ever forget them.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
That second album was pretty good. Oh, it was a third album. That third album was pretty good. I'll give them that one. But it was some corny ass shit in that second album.
Ooh, man, I got so many good ones. I got one that just came to my brain just now. Ooh. Ooh, I can't
you mixing
wait.
You mixing and matching, or you buried it?
I got, this is about had to be my first. I had one I was going to do for my week first up, but I might have to switch that.
I got to tell you, I've been switched this shit like 3-4 times now.
Ooh, I got a good one. And this shit personifies that decade too.
Oh, damn.
It is shit.
Because Weezer in it.
Bad.
Weezer, isn't it?
makes Weezer look like Prince.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, is it Three Doors Down? You remember that group?
Ooh, that's a good one. No, that's a very good one.
Remember Three Doors Down? Anybody remember Three Doors Down? Ooh, man.
Ooh, I got to take note of this before I forget.
Yeah, you better.
Get this one, yeah.
I don't think a month is enough. Honestly,
it's not. But we're gonna cram.
We're gonna find way. We're gonna find.
Yeah, we'll just call this part one. I'm sure we'll have another month like this in the future. We'll just call this part one. Ooh, buddy.
Ooh, shit. Ooh.
Ooh, Lord. It's bad. I don't know if it counts as a rock. Yeah, it kind of rock. I think the song.
What's worse? You know, I was looking at some of these because I was putting my list together of like which ones I want to do. Because I can only do two, obviously, for mix and match and for my week. I was like, damn, what's worse? The name of the band or the actual video? The band names are horrible. Man,
what's the name of this band?
I'm sure if you just type the song in, you'll find it. Or just
type it in right now.
Just type the lyrics in, you'll find it. But anyway, people, you don't want
to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'll find that shit. Anyway, you'll hear that next week, people. So it'll be my cocktail week. I guess I'll be making another cocktail. I gotta think what I'm gonna do, shit. Because we didn't do Damn, you know what? I just thought of something. I know we haven't got to that month yet. I want to do Armani at Cognac cocktail.
You can do it. Because it'll be a cocktail.
Yeah,
I might be an Armagnac itself.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. I never had it. Have you ever had an Armagnac cocktail?
Oh, nope.
Same here. So we about to experiment next month. We don't know if it's going to taste good or not. But it's about to taste like something. So I'm going to go ahead and put it. I'm going to make an Armagnac cocktail now, right now. For next week.
I'm a creative.
I might
try some. Oh, maybe.
So I'm gonna make an Armagnac cocktail, and we're gonna get into my video pick of the week, or alternative rock, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Then the week after that, the second week in November, Cody will make his cocktail and give us his.
It's gonna be a Bloody Mary.
Oh, Bloody Mary
on there right now. It's gonna be a Bloody Mary.
Is it gonna be a Cody special Bloody Mary, or what?
It's gonna be a very special Cody Bloody Mary. It's gonna be crazy.
Ooh,
I don't know exactly what it's going to entail just yet, but I'm going to make this shit crazy.
Okay, so we got an Armagnac cocktail first week, and then next week Cody's going to make a Bloody Mary cocktail, and then that mix and match week where you're going to get two stupid ass music videos, and I think for that one, I'm going to make it like a shitty cocktail. Like, be like, here we go. Actually, I don't know if it's gonna be shitty or not, but here we go. And then that fourth week, we'll make up some shit. We'll get into that. I guess that'll be Thanksgiving week, that fourth week, probably. So,
oh yeah,
I forgot about that. We'll call it the Black Friday edition.
That's what we called last year, didn't we?
I think we did actually. Yeah. I think we did actually. Black Friday edition part two, then coming.
Part dose.
Yeah, part dose, whatever. So Black Friday, we're going to see Cody out there being crazy as fuck, trying to get a goddamn TV, you know? So how many goddamn TVs do you need, Cody?
Maybe we should do some sort of dark black cocktail that's just colored black somehow.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Man, we should
As long as this is black as me, then we're good with that, yeah. It should be as black as I am. It'd be dark black, all right? Shit, just special black.
Black and dark.
Yeah, black. None of that light shit like you. So, you know what I mean? Ain't into that shit. That shit's old. You know, you out. You corny. You outdated. Man. Bleach your skin. Man. Anyway. So, anyway, I don't know what next month is going to entitle. It could be the best month ever. It might actually be the worst month ever, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
It could be the worst goddamn drinks we ever had and the worst goddamn music you ever listened
to. I have high hopes for my Bloody Mary. The Armagnac, though.
I don't have high hopes. I don't have high hopes.
That sounds crazy to me. Good luck to you, brother.
I'm trying it, though. For my cocktail, I'm going to try shit that I never even thought of. So,
yeah. Okay. Good luck to you.
You know what? Mix and match. I might even do a vodka something.
You should. Yeah.
Actually, I probably will.
Yeah, I'm sure you got somewhere you got to get rid of that shit. You can't do anything else with it. So.
Yeah, so I got to get rid of the shit. So,
That's my thing. Yeah,
we're getting rid of shit. So, that's that. Matter of fact, that's what the month's going to be called, getting rid of shit. Getting rid of this 2000s fucking rock ass music. What I mean? Getting rid of this goddamn vodka shit that we got in the house. On them goddamn bundles we probably bought. So I did get lucky on one bundle I bought last year. They didn't have any more of the vodka, so they let me pick a bottle.
Oh, see, why can't we do that?
Yeah, just set a price range and let you pick the bottle.
At least you can actually gift like shit like that. Like vodka, I can't give this shit away.
They let me pick another Buffalo Trace bottle or let me pick an Elijah Craig bottle. I said, give me the Elijah Craig, then. All right, I'll take that. I was like, yeah, that's cool. I said, do you got any Eagle Rare? I'll take that. I was like, I prefer that over everything, whatever. He's like, we don't have any more Eagle Rare, but if we did, you could pick that. I was like, oh, shit, man. I wish you had an Eagle Rare then, because I'd have picked that then. But I said, I even tried to play it off like I was like, oh, you don't have no more vodka? Oh, that's bad. Oh, I said, well. Oh,
what a shame.
What a goddamn shame. I mean, is that Wheatley vodka even any good? Have you sipped it yet or anything? Or like,
hell no. No. Sipping that shit, the fucking road.
Give it to your girl and say it's water. I want to see a look on her face. Film that shit.
What the fuck?
I mean, you're already sleeping on the couch tonight. Might as well. So. with your fucking 1.5 to a 2 or some shit like that, whatever it was. Anyway, people, I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I am JB.
I am Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, first of all, happy birthday, Cody.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
But livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Happy birthday, Cody.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that. Thank you.
It don't mean shit until I write it on Twitter.